Hello and welcome to the SearchSecurity.com podcast. I'm Eric Parizeau, and it's great to have you with us. Today's podcast is an audio excerpt of a special full-length presentation entitled Choosing SaaS Security. This segment, on elements of SaaS security, zeroes in on technical features available for securing software as a service. It reviews SaaS security service providers today in terms of feature set options, including web access management, malware and vulnerability scanning, log management and SIM, storage and backup, and payment system security. Our speaker today is Diana Kelly, partner with New Hampshire-based consultancy Security Curve. Diana has more than 20 years of IT security experience, including risk management development, compliance advisement, project management, systems and network architecture development, and hands-on implementations. And now, speaking on elements of SaaS security, here's Diana Kelly.
So why would you want to do security out in a SaaS environment? Well, we've talked about the mail and the IM and the web hygiene. That's keeping that pipe clean, making sure that there's nothing harassing on it, making sure that you don't have spear phishes starting throughout your organization. And they can be around a policy, so you can say, I just want to make sure that nobody ever goes to this kind of website or that this kind of email gets in if it has the word Viagra, for example, in it. Just do not let it in. You can also have it be a policy based for protection for your organization for other elements of security, not just a clean pipe. But if you've got, for example, a requirement to encrypt particular sensitive data, so in Massachusetts, we have an encryption law around sensitive data. HIPAA and high tech relate to protecting healthcare information and data, and some of that's encryption related. And also, if you look at PCI, it's a big one. The credit cards need to be protected. Social Security numbers are another one. So something else you can do in SaaS security, not just clean pipe, but data protection. Looking at implementing a policy that says, if I have this particular kind or piece of data, I want to have it encrypted. It could be encrypted in transit. That's something that you could have as a service, that you've got SSL or TLS, so it's always encrypted in transit. You could also buy secure protection in the cloud as a service, and that means that that data is stored at rest in an encrypted way. Some other things you can do is you can manage the web access, where people are going and what they're doing. And I got a little Zynga Farmville cow to talk about getting really granular, because this is a new trend that you may not have heard about, or if you have, you're in good company, because many organizations are looking at doing this. So we've gone beyond the simple blacklist, whitelist. This website's okay, but that website isn't. And we've moved towards Facebook is okay. And we know there's a lot of business that goes on Facebook, and companies use Facebook. It's critical for a lot of the way that businesses work. And they have to let their employees go onto Facebook, too, even during the workday. But that doesn't mean they necessarily want them playing Mafia Wars or Farmville during the workday. So getting more granular with this SaaS security, and as you're doing web hygiene, taking that to that next level, it's not just about blocking one site or a block of sites. It's also about really getting into what's happening over port 80 or port 443, what's happening in the browser, and implementing controls specifically that are granular to information and how the browser is being used. There's also malware scanning, too. Looking at the web pages, there are ways to even, before somebody loads the page, to parse it and make sure that there's nothing negative or bad or malicious on that page, which is really common at this point because it's great, drive-by download. If I can get you to load the page and I've got something malicious in that page, then I've actually gotten you, you know, in some cases, to go ahead and execute my malicious code. So being able to pre-parse that as part of the security that you get out in a SaaS environment. Some other popular things that organizations are using, vulnerability scanning. So it can be external or managed, and I did bring this up at the top. This is a very popular thing. In addition to the messaging and the web hygiene type security in a SaaS model, scanning is another one of the really big, most popular ones. You can look at the operating system. We're also seeing a lot more application levels, so going up a little bit above the stack. And this really is in keeping with, if we go think about our Zynga Farmville cow again, going up the stack is really where we're going with a lot of our security, because an attacker is going to go wherever they can get in. Now, in the network level, when we look at Wi-Fi, it's true that we have a very nice, easy attack layer lower down in the network. But in general, the network type attacks, we've gotten really pretty good at protecting ourselves against them. Where aren't we as good? At the application layer. So being able to scan, do vulnerability scanning of your application, so looking from the outside as well as looking at your operating systems, your patch levels. This scanning, in fact, if you do have PCI, it could be part of your required compliance because PCI has a quarterly external scanning requirement. So if you have to be PCI compliant, chances are you're already using at least one SaaS security solution, and that's in the external scanning. Another big one is the log management and the SIM. Benefit here with the log management and SIM is that you have an organization that knows SIMs are notorious for being hard to configure and manage, and you have a lot of work to keep them going and up and running and you know, feeding of the beast, as one CISO said to me at one point about SIM. So here, what's the benefit if you go out to a managed service provider or to a SaaS provider? They've got experts who know how to, quote, feed the beast and can help you to write the rules and create the configurations that you need to have them work effectively. Log management, too. They can bring together the different kinds of logs that you have and help to write rules so that you can get good alert and reporting information out of this log management. So a lot of companies are saying, you know what, we want log management and or SIM, but we just don't want to have the time and effort on site for people to actually do this. And we also don't want to be responsible for the secure management of the storage of the data. We would rather outsource that to an external organization. So these are other pieces that are becoming really much more popular in the SaaS security environment. Storage and backup. I mentioned that you might have encryption requirements for data at rest. You can outsource this to somebody. They can help you with that. They can tell you what kind of encryption they're using, what their rules are. You can talk to them about making sure that they're doing exactly what you need. They're keeping up with your rules. But looking at encryption for, you know, your PHI, your credit card data. Another thing, with going out to a SaaS provider for your storage, you can have availability requirements. It may be cheaper for you to buy high availability from a provider than to build it in multiple data centers in your organization. If you're a large organization, you may have to have multiple data centers anyway, so that high availability may be partly written into your architecture already. If you're a smaller or medium organization, having multiple globally distributed data centers could be very cost prohibitive, but you could have this kind of availability with a SaaS provider. Also, e-discovery assistance. E-discovery is when you have a legal hold, the lawyers say, we want all that data. Essentially, there's a digital no-shred rule that gets put across your data because they want to be able to go in and look for anything related to what the case they're working on. And if you've been involved in this, it seems like sometimes they may be asking for data not related to the case, but it can be hard to figure out and sort through all the masses of big data, the terabytes of information that we have stored. So, again, with a provider, one of the benefits that they may be able to give you, and that if you're going to go with this for them, ask them about this, is do they have rules and tools to be able to pull data if you have an e-discovery requirement going on? And then another really popular one, if you do have to take payments and you have had the specter of PCI over your head, you can actually outsource a lot of that payment. So the payment system isn't necessarily security, but there's security that you need to have wrapped around the payment system. So going with an external provider for the payment system, so it can be a gateway, or they could provide tokenization, for example. Tokenization is when you take something of value, like a credit card number, and you turn it into something that can look exactly the same. It could be 16 digits, for example, just like a credit card number. But instead of being a credit card number that you can get online and go shopping with, it's actually a number that's useless out in the real world. So going with a payment provider for some of your security, like a gateway, or the tokenization. And that also has the benefit of limiting the scope of what you're responsible for in your organization. Now, limiting the scope of what you're responsible for, it doesn't mean eliminating the scope. So I want to be very clear about that. You know, sometimes people hear about any of these solutions and they say, okay, this is great. We're going to get rid of all that responsibility and accountability for security, and the SaaS provider is going to be responsible. No, it doesn't work that way. How it does work is you can limit or you can reduce what you have to be worried about, but it doesn't mean you can limit it entirely.
That was Elements of SaaS Security featuring Diana Kelly of Security Curve. This podcast is part of our special security school lesson, Cloud Application Security Best Practices. For more of the best information security online learning courses on the web, visit our security school at searchsecurity.com/security school. We thank you for joining us. Until next time, I'm Eric Parazzo. Stay safe out there.